It's time for Sports Talk.
Ty McBride here with Eric James, and we are discussing the college football playoffs coming up.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Hey, look, it is that time of season again, and look here, it is a barn burner. Look, we got Clemson Tigers, we got them Bayou Bengals, we got The Ohio State University, all right?
And Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner.
Man, look, no one saw Oklahoma come up in this. They came out of nowhere. So, but again, I don't think they have enough to overcome the devastation of what them Bayou Bengals going to put on them.
Yeah, so we got LSU and Oklahoma's the first game. You just said you got LSU winning. By how much?
I think LSU going to put it on them. I personally think they'll probably, I'll give them 14-point spread on them. I think because they got the team, they got the squad. I mean, they're underrated again, but LSU, but you know, they show what they're capable of doing. That's hence why they're number one right now. So keep an eye on that. The number one spot can be kind of like a burner if you ain't careful with it.
Yeah, so we actually had the same opinion for LSU and Oklahoma. Now we're going to move on to Ohio State and Clemson. Who do you have on that one?
Look here, man. The Ohio State University, they're tough. They got one of the best defensive players in the league. In college football. Look, I'm going to tell you something. But they are underestimating the champions. Clemson Tigers, I got them beating them. Man, look here. They got one of the best quarterbacks in the league as well. So they're underrated. These guys are got talent all around. Their defense is nasty. Their offense is nasty. Hey, I got Clemson Tigers putting it on them.
See, I have Ohio State winning because Ohio State's got two Heisman contenders this year. They got their quarterback and that defensive guy.
Yeah, they have all that if you want to, but you're talking about their nasty defense. Clemson got nasty defense. Again, they're the most underrated college football team. They are the champions. How are you going to dethrone the champions and put them at number three? That's an insult. If you, in order to beat the champs, you got to beat the champs. The champs have not been beaten. They're undefeated. So I got Clemson beating them up real quick and going on for a final barn burner of LSU versus Clemson Tigers for the championship.
All right, so you got the Battle of the Tigers in the championship.
Yes.
Which ones you got winning?
Oh, man, look here. That's going to be a tough call, but I'm going to go with them Clemson Tigers. I got to give it to them because why? Because they're underrated. They're disrespecting them. Look, Dabo Sweeney has been talking all year. He's been a cool coach. He doesn't bring any things together. I'm telling you, Clemson Tigers again. It's going to be a barn burner. It's going to be a good one. It's not going to be like Alabama last year. Well, Clemson blew him out, but it's going to be a great game.
See, I have got actually Ohio State winning the whole thing. Mainly because, you know, I'm a Michigan State fan, so I got to rep the Big Ten on this one.
Okay, all right.
But I don't think they're going to beat LSU by a lot.
Look here, I'm going to tell you something. Once again, you can go with Ohio State if you want to, but in the day, I'm trying to tell you, Clemson Tigers on a vengeance trail. Clemson Tigers all the way, baby.
Time now